Why do you keep asking me
if I know about the Temples? Why? Why do you want to know if I know?
Because we want to know if you know your way around Lagos.
Whatever.
Do you know Allen Avenue?
Yes.
Did your people hustle lateral?
My people hustle, but I don't know the meaning of lateral.
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 What's up, Lagos? Of Nigerians, Lagosians are in petrol stations now. The other 30-something percent are smelling of petrol.
Including me.
Including Marianne. Nobody should strike a match near her.
I'm highly irritated.
Believe me. But see, that is where we are in this part of the world. And we actually, our heart reaches out to everybody that is going through one form of suffering or the other because of some people's negligence. Because of what?
It's not negligence.
It's not. They employ you to, if you are hawking bread, and on top of, instead of hawking bread, you go and carry stone. You don't know your job. If you have been put to take charge and do something and you're not doing that, people are suffering. You don't know your job. You are a negligent person. Let's not start standard before we start standard, because I'm really, really angry at this situation.
Negligent you is. I mean,
God.
Welcome to the show. 30 minutes gone.
That's smelling petrol.
Stop it. Why are you making people think that I'm smelling a fuel? What does that mean?
I'm smelling petrol.
No, I smell good Dolce & Gabbana.
Yeah, with petrol flavor.
Come on, go back to where you're coming
from. Whatever, you did that sent me.
Which time?
Hey. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Church,
I sent out a search team because everybody was asking me, where is it? Stretch.
Yes.
I don't know where we found you in a woman's house. Anyway, you know that he always saying he's going to go do, You go to people now cut him.
Shout out to all the people in Kodi. Shout out to my people in Kodi. Shout out to Kodi, my Kodi passe. Thank you for keeping it down.
They kidnapped you. Which one is keeping down?
Thank you for locking it down.
Thank What's Up Lagos crew for helping you.
Thank you for rescuing me.
Will you go and look for a woman again in Ikorodu?
I won't do it again till next month.
My name is Mariana Cohn.
My name is Stretch. And a big shout out to you. I met this guy yesterday, a lovely fan of this. I know he's listening right now, Mr. Brendard. Yeah, you are a wonderful person. He loves this station. He says, off the level, I was talking to him. He said, later when he told me, he said, I was disturbing him. He was listening to us, to Nigeria Info. And this guy, okay, when they finished the match, okay, hey, sir, what were you saying? So we love you. We love you so much. To all the listeners out there who love what we do here, thank you. It means a lot to us.
Yeah, we totally appreciate
we
you.
We totally, totally love you guys, all right? So let's take a breather and we'll come back with the part of this show that I love so much.
Sound off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
Hello. All right, hello to you too. And nothing can be more annoying than someone giving you a reason that is not a reason. You will know what I mean when you hear this. The NNPC has come out to tell us the reason why the scarcity is the way it is. One of the dailies today, NNPC Executive Vice President Downstream Adeyemi Adetunju, while addressing a press conference yesterday, November 29, 2022 in Abuja, he says, and I quote, "The recent queues in Lagos are largely due to ongoing road infrastructure projects around Apapa and access road challenges in some parts of Lagos depots. The gridlock is easing out, and the NNPC has programmed vessels and trucks to unconstrained depots and massive loadouts for depots to various states are closely being monitored. Now, I stopped because the thing is long and I don't have the temperament to read it all.
I couldn't make sense of anything. Yes. I'm sorry.
So, bad roads. The roads, they threw bomb in some roads. There are craters now that vehicles cannot move. People are buying fuel for 240, 270, 320 naira per litre.
And those who can't queue are buying for 400 just so
yes.
you
know. And just on the other side, they also fuel their generators. We don't have electricity normally. So someone will buy petrol. Many companies are also running on fuel. They buy. And now 400 naira per litre, 280, 220. You get to a filling station, it's 240. And people are queuing up. And you're telling me one of your reasons that bad road. The road, yes, the bad road. Yeah? I want to appeal. There's even no point in getting upset right now. Nigerians are suffering if you don't see. People are still campaigning in this situation. People are still talking about how they will come and change the scenario. They want to change this nation, give us better change, you want to do something. You're promising Nigerians who stand in the sun, who are paying monies. They've not had a salary increase in their life. But now they are buying fuel for... I hear from Aja to Lakwe to Ibrahim Adesanya in the thousands of naira today. I don't know how Oshodi is. I don't know how Yanokpaja is. I don't know how Ejigbo is. I don't know how Festac is. Nigerians are suffering. Abuja, as much as 220, 240. Port Harcourt, 240, 250 in the gas station. And we have a government, and we have ministers, and we have people giving us excuses on why this is going on. Can this stop already? Can somebody take responsibility? Can someone resign? Can someone lose his job? Can something just happen to pacify? Can we have fuel?
Can I sound off on you? Because you see, what you're asking for is a mirage. When was the last time anybody resigned for anything? When did anybody take the fall for nothing in this country? I'm sorry. It's unfortunate that we elect leaders who come to inflict pain and suffering on us. The same people who came to ask us to vote for them because they want to alleviate our sufferings.
Now they're elevating it.
But then they have come to inflict more pain on us. Don't forget, these same people have told us to tighten our belts because yes. the economy is taking a downturn and we have leaders who are not leading us. Now, we also have leaders who are leaders, but they can't tell how oil gets to a particular vessel down to the sea and is exported into other countries. And our monies, our dollars, taken to other countries. We have leaders. We have a minister for petroleum
yes.
who does not administer anything. And then you still are coming back in a few
yes.
to ask me again to vote.
Yes.
But yet I am suffering. I'm wondering, what are you there for if I have to go through all of this suffering, if I have to self-govern? Because that's what we're doing now. We're surviving. In the midst of all of this, we're trying to survive. We can't sleep with both eyes closed. We can't even afford to. You take 10,000 naira to the market now, you don't buy anything, nothing, 10, absolutely 000. Nothing. You're unable to pay your rent.
Yes.
In fact, your take-home pay doesn't even take you home.
You earn your salary in arrears, you pay your rent
yes.
in advance.
Do you understand? But then we have leaders. I'm really wondering what story you are going to tell us and why I should vote for you. But right now, we have a few months to go under this administration. The most you can do is to try to see how you can alleviate our suffering. But no, you are giving us more pain. You don't even feel the need to explain to us
God.
And make it make sense. You're just, it's gibberish.
And you, the blind follower, they are saying those things to you again. And you are following them. Shame on you.
Story.
Shame
story,
on your generation.
Story.
Shame on you. If you let this happen to you again, rape, you can rape once. But the second time, you were part of it. And this is the second, third, and fourth time. And you are following them. All the very best.
All the best.
What's up, Lego? What's up? We're back.
Guess who's on the radio? It's me, your baby.
Megan, behold yourself.
Yeah, I've come back. I was very normal.
He's alive. They told me.
For the past few days.
They told me.
Even, I was pretty normal.
Even the office doctor was telling me that he always had to come to the studio to give injection.
Hey, Dr. Yolanda has finished.
Dr. Fred.
Yeah, Dr. Fred.
He didn't say that.
I'm coming to your office.
He's alive.
I'm coming to your office.
Try and give me an adjust check. That thing used to scare me as a child. I'm taking an adjustic. It sounds painful.
No, it's not.
An adjustic.
Dr. Fred.
Dr. Fred, I was just lying. I just
Dr. Joking. Fred, how many times have I called you? He's cute. Okay, let's move on. So, let's talk about our musing today. Why are you smiling? Which woman is texting you that you're smiling?
No, nothing like that. I'm reading scripture.
Hey, you have not learned from Mikorodu.
Okay.
Fly away, no, they hear word. Where did they follow go?
They follow dead body enter inside grave.
Okay.
All right, so let's get to ask you this. You know, sometimes people say, I don't trust anybody. Or I trust some people. Are you trustworthy yourself? If you're not trustworthy, it's likely you won't have people that trust you. But let's test this. Now, if you had $1 million with you, and the only rule how you could keep this money is to keep it somewhere for some days, 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
But who can you keep that amount of money with that will not abscond with it and will give it to you back when it's time to collect it?
Pick me.
God forbid.
Ogbeni, I
mean. Use that clothes to go and buy clothes.
I don't understand. What does that even mean?
May I buy a cloth for Evie?
Look, the underlying.
May I just
sit down?
If Mariah is sad, she'll buy
cloth. No, this is character assassination.
If she's happy, she'll buy cloth.
No, sir.
If she's having birthday, she'll buy a cloth. If you're having birthday, she'll buy cloth. If she's going for your name ceremony, she'll buy cloth. If you're coming to her house, she'll buy cloth. If she just wakes up, she's bank clock. She's about to sleep.
This is character assassination, and I'm going to get you for it because
you're
I'm not that
buyer.
I love clothes and I love shoes. Yes, but I'm not going to use your money because you're giving me. Don't forget the underlining word is entrust.
Man.
And you trust me not to abscond with it. That's because you've tested me. You've tried me before with monies. And I have returned those monies to you safe and sound. I've stolen your 200 naira before.
Yes.
I'm just saying it.
Yes, yes.
But that's because I beg you, not give me a carry it and run away. Anyway, but on a serious note, who will that person be off the top of your head? Who's that person that you will give the money in trust? You're certain that if you come back 30 days, 40 days,
the money
1 year later, the money will be there intact.
And they won't judge you. They won't ask you anything.
I have too many people at the back of my mind, but it's not about me. It's not about stretch. It's about you. So we're opening the phone lines this morning. Let's talk about trust. You see, people say, I have this friend, my best friend, my good friend. I would die for them. Let's see. You see, money is a true test of friendship.
Yes.
In anything, whether it's marriage, it's friendship, it's boyfriend and girlfriend.
Who is that person that you can trust with?
Even
that
in your family.
Amount of money.
Mm.
I have people in my family I can never, ever. I have friends who are we never tried that with.
Yeah.
So is that one person that you say, no matter what? You know, in those days, you say they put water in their mouth, it will remain that way.
Mm.
You know? So think about it. Check your records. Check the person. Do you have those people around you? Or do you have just one person?
0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You could join the conversation. If you are a woman, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. You can tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM. Use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. And you could also send us a WhatsApp message. We'd like to hear from you. We have about 8 minutes on the clock.
All right.
Let's see how we can be fast about it.
WhatsApp Lagos!
Yeah, yeah, yeah!
How you doing?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yeah, how you doing?
Very good. Fine, thank you.
Yeah, this is Bangkok from Nigeria.
Bangkok from Nigeria. Bangkok from Nigeria.
Actually, I've developed a philosophy myself right from time.
Okay.
There is no permanent friend and no permanent enemy. Your enemy today can later become your friend tomorrow, and your friend today can later become your enemy tomorrow. So that's just my motto for finding. What's up, Lagos? See, hello?
Yes, we are listening to you. We are waiting for that.
Please, I want to appeal to you people. I went about 2 weeks ago now. I sent my this thing. I'm the guy that called the guy that I've sent my.
You sent your this thing to who?
You
don't collect these things here.
WhatsApp number. I haven't seen anything here.
Okay, we'll talk to Dr.
Please, let me talk to the data collector then. They should please. Oh.
Data collector, you're hearing him now. Yes. There's first
he sent you his distinct.
His distinct is with you.
Uh-huh.
Better give him
not
his
with
distinct.
Me. They did not give me distinct.
Uh-huh, because I wasn't here.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah, hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Chelsea Life, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is Jinsei from Uganda.
All right, Brisbane from Uganda.
Yeah, you know, from the question you asked, you know, for me, I don't have anybody. You know, I can trust the amount of money with even myself. God, I cannot trust that kind of money in my own self because, you know, my brother has once given me, you know, 80,000 for his house rent to just help him keep it because him himself he doesn't trust himself. You know,
and you spent it.
You know, he gave me. The 80,000, you know, the money was with me for like, you know, 2 weeks, and you know, the third week, I said, let me use this money and go and play too hot, you know.
Ah! Egg that me. And what happened? The too hot ordered you out.
Man, the too hot, enter bush.
Yay! Your slippers cut.
Your village people are really after
you. I started for a week to, you know, look for this money back, you know. Man, I did not see. There was no way for me to recover this money back. And at the end of the day, I turned bad person. You know. I was so ashamed of myself, though.
Oh,
you know.
My God.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Sure, this 1 million, who's even bring it near you? Bye-bye.
You should be ashamed.
That's
of course. Yourself.
That's
because,
for
course. But I'm embarrassed.
That's being honest anyway.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, please call us back if that was you. Let's take a call from a lady. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
What's up, Lagos? Yeah, if it will be my son, I will not trust that money with him because you see that he's the only son I have. He
mommy, what about Queen of Sheba?
Yeah, she's a material.
You give Queen of Sheba.
I can even give her 1 billion.
Oh!
She has more than billion.
Oh, Queen of Sheba, we show you Pepe.
No way, she's a material.
Okay.
She's an inheritor from the King Solomon.
Come on.
King
yes, she lives in Sheba, near Lekki.
My son, you traveled, eh?
Yes, I went to see the queen.
No, you went to Ikorodu to look for a woman.
I went to Ikorodu to do traditional marriage.
Okay,
I will go and undo it next week.
Okay.
Not
in a door, I should bring 5 million.
Yeah,
hey! I'm ready to pay 5 million.
I will be a pastor. I'm not married again. Queen of Sheba. Can we pick a call, Queen of Sheba? Queen? Sheshe.
I'm not going to lie. She cracks me the hell up.
Yeah. Queen of Sheba, pick a call. Okay, let's go. What's up, Lagos? Queen of Sheba is laughing.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Oh, my God.
How are you, sir?
Sir.
Good morning.
Good morning
to you.
Good morning.
That's your first cat.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. First cat, you never reach you.
I have one person I can trust.
I know it's me. I know it's me.
That is my wife.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Women never do something.
Stop it.
I'm talking about my dear wife, my wife.
Okay, okay.
My name is Jude. I'm calling from Ajawa Estate right now.
Okay. Jude.
So is your wife? Is it your wife that told you to call us and tell us you trust her?
No.
Okay, so why would you give her, sir?
Because she always had my back. It gives me better advice.
Ah, that woman. God
if
bless
I don't follow her advice, sometimes the things used to backfire.
God so bless that woman.
But another person I cannot trust is my elder brother.
Uh huh. We know them.
I can never trust that one with money.
That one will spend it and be looking at you.
Oh, he's not even looking at me. He'll be crying.
Scammer.
But Stretch, on a quick note, I want to put something to you.
Okay, sir.
See, Nigerians is Nigerians overstretched me.
Yeah.
Nigeria is choking me.
Yeah.
As in, Stretch, as I'm talking to you, I have to put up that shout to relieve myself.
Yes. Oh,
thank God. Thank God for the shout.
As in, I'm overstretched right now.
It's enough. Stop using that stretch anyhow. I know. You've made your point.
Okay, I'm sorry. Nigeria is choking me. Choking me. No fuel in my car.
Nothing.
No diesel in my office.
Can you imagine?
No light in my house.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Stretch. I'm talking that somebody is pressing my neck.
It's okay. Let me tell you something. It will be over. We will have to make this over. It will get to a point. We will make this over. This will not continue like this.
My brother, I'm dying.
You are not dying. You are not going to die. No. Calm down. Breathe.
It's fine.
Breathe.
You will be fine. Yeah? No?
Who's fine. Cannot come and kiss somebody yet.
No.
What's all this?
No. That's why we say, what's up, Lagos? What's up?
Answer, cheers to life.
Yes, cheers. We'll make it. We'll come out of this. Don't worry.
Well, it's just for a moment.
All right? Just for that moment.
We'll Let me just quickly read some messages because we're out of time. This one says, I have three people in my family that I can so much trust with that amount of money. With my grandmother, my mother, and my auntie, my father's immediate younger sister.
All females.
Godwin. Women were superb.
That's right.
This one says, Stretched. Welcome back. I can assure you that Marianne really missed you. See, I can't trust anything to my children, especially my daughter, because I tested and trusted them. Okay, Bushola.
All right, females
Bushola.
Again.
We winning.
It's okay.
This one says, this one says, what's up, Lagos? I might not know who I can trust with my money, but definitely not my mom. Yet to recover from the childhood scam of her giving my money to buy a bicycle. If I had an inaugural lecture, every Nigerian parent should give their children on how they don't pluck money from trees.
Yes.
Shout out
to Damilola and
Surulere. I know she's listening to your program. I call her daily to tune in. Gideon from VI, thank you so much.
Damilola, we're greeting you. Gideon is saying hello to you.
Damilola. Right.
This is an infomercial.
All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info. 10 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. The bell ringer is in the studio.
Whatever.
Stretch and Marianne here. Now, I did tell you before a few minutes ago that we're going to have this conversation about the effect of corruption on our political process. Now, no better time to have this conversation other than now. And my guest is the Executive Director of the Electoral College Nigeria, Kunle Lawol, is joining us live via Zoom from Abuja. And Kunle, always a pleasure to have you here on the show. You see, it's very interesting that we have young people who are in the political space who are preaching the message that needs to be heard, as opposed to, let me use a Nigerian parlance, anywhere belefesh. Kunle, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, Marianne. And of course, it's a pleasure to be on Nigeria Info for FM. Of course, we're in a very interesting time in Nigeria, and I look forward to the conversation we'll have today.
All right. Welcome. Stretch. Welcome, Kunle. So, Kunle, you're pretty young for this. How long have you been at that? It's a compliment. He's smiling. Dear God. Oh, my God. All right. So how long have you been in this field?
Okay, so I think my journey in politics started sometimes preceding 2013 or 2014. So I've served in government, I've worked with a few people, but I've worked on very, very strong lines. So I got into a co-op party through Professor Remi Shania when she was running for president.
Yeah.
I was director of strategy at the time with Co-op Party. I proceeded on to head to become its national publicity secretary sometime in 2016.
Okay.
And then after that, I moved on to run for Senate. I left Co-op with it because of its alliance with COP, and I didn't believe in, you know, the idea. And because the decision was not taken at National Executive Council, I moved to run for Senate in the FCT.
Okay.
I did that in 2019. And then I've headed the Electoral College and trained over 10,000 students, associates.
All right.
In the last week.
So I needed to let the people out there hear his CV.
Exactly.
So whoever is going to be talking to you knows his onions. He's been there. He knows what he's talking about.
So let's lay the foundation. When we talk about corruption in Nigeria, half the time we point fingers to our leaders, to the politicians. But corruption is generally endemic in this society. It's eaten so deep into our fabrics. But then we're talking about it in consonance with our electoral process, and this can be money politics, whether it's vote buying, whatever it is, expensive interests forms or declaration of interest forms or party tickets, etc., etc. Why do you think that the corruption, not just in public office, has spread so much that even our electoral process is in danger?
Now, we kind of look at it from, I think, a different perspective. It's the corruption in politics that has broken into governance, not the corruption in governance that has broken into politics. Now, I'll state the reason why. Naturally, I'd like to use myself as an example because it's the simplest one, but I'll relate with other examples also. I think that to start with it, we are a corrupt society based. This is the only place, this is the only country in the world that people take loans to have an Owambe wedding, or, you know, take loans to go on a destination cruise or something totally not sensible. Mm-hmm. Now, coming to politics, I will tell you, averagely, the media is involved. You know, funny, the people that talk about it, we create the politicians we have. And I didn't understand this till I ran for office in 2019. So naturally, I'll give you an example. I'm going to use an example with Nigeria New for FM. Mm. So Nigeria New for FM, of course, would have Kunle Lawal simply on this conversation if I wasn't running for office. But imagine I was running for office now. I'm not saying Nigeria Info FM exactly does this. I love Nigeria Info FM Abuja. They're home for me. But Nigeria Info FM, a particular radio station or a blogger who would have naturally carried, you know, an information I'm trying to pass across, will now be charging exorbitant prices. And this is the reality of things. When you're running for office, it is so bad that your friends who are supporting you expect you to buy them lunch, expect you to pay for everything. This thing goes down to the entire culture. Once you're running for office, senator is paying for lunch, senator is doing this, or honorable is doing this one, distinguished is doing that one. So we built a corrupt system that cannot produce anyone who's smart in governance, and we fed this thing. It's across media. I'll tell you something, the average Nigerian thinks it's cheap to print posters. Yes, you're right. But I'll tell you the shocking part, except you're in politics, you now know it's more expensive to paste those posters than to print them.
Really?
And this, yes, it is. And it's something that is highly surprising. And, you know, so you get in the game. So I have had the opportunity of serving in, holding a national office in party hierarchy. I've had the opportunity of running for office for the highest legislative office in Nigeria. And then now working in the CSO. So I've seen all sectors of how these things work. And the truth is, you'll be really surprised for me, I think Nigeria is generally just a buffet of corruption and everybody's waiting for his turn to collect good means. That's all.
How do you think we got to this point? Because you see, you can't treat the cancer by putting a plaster on it. You have to understand or trace, you know, where it started growing from. So how did we get here? Because I'm guessing that there was a point in our life where we were able to actually have conversations without people asking for money. People were interested in listening to what policies and what programs or the how to change the situation that you're asking to be given an opportunity to change, right?
Yes, I don't also think that we just got here. I think it's in our nature to be here. And here is why. In 1959, and you can Google this, in 1959, Awolowo with the Action Group had a helicopter. He was moving around with a helicopter. Do you know what a helicopter was in 1959? Nobody thinks averagely of that. In 1959, he was flying a helicopter that was a party property. Action Group, and there was AG on it. You can Google the video. And this was 1959. people in the UK were not even using a helicopter till I think the late 70s or 80s. And the US says the same. So I think it's our flamboyant nature as Nigerians, which we have imbibed as a culture in our way of life, and we've transferred it into our politics. It didn't start today. Yes, there weren't campaign inducements then if you wanted people to vote, but we built the culture into our system, because when you start flying helicopters, you're sending a message. This is 1959. That's like it's not like even using a private jet right now. It's like moving around with a B-52 right now.
Okay. Okay, Kunle, let me ask you this. So from what you're saying now is this money politics, the corruption in it, we can't do without it. It's here to stay.
No, I don't believe we can't do without it. I believe that we made it part of us. So I'll give you an example. Nigeria is a country that does not support meritocracy. So you become the best doctor, and let's say you're in Lagos, let's say UNILAG. You probably receive a 500K check and a lot of kudos and maybe a small award. If I win Big Brother and I'm from Lagos State, the governor is probably going to give me a house, no offense, and probably like 50 or 40 million. It's the things we've chosen to celebrate and the values we've chosen to uphold that has affected our entire thought process in politics.
This is interesting. I'm looking for the best way to describe it. It's very interesting. So you're saying that we're part of the problem, and if we must solve it, then we will have to start by looking within ourselves. But I want to put a pin there. We will go for a quick break. When we come back, Kunle Lawal is the executive director of the Electoral College Nigeria, and we're talking about how corruption affects our electoral process and what we must do to rid ourselves of it. But in the meantime, we'll go for a break. When we come back, Lagos will be allowing you to be part of the conversation. Stay with us.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos.
It's What's Up Lagos right here.
Yeah.
Feel good.
Go.
Do you? What's up, Lagos? All right, 11:36 on the clock, and the conversation is about to get to you where you are. We're about to open up the phone lines for you to get to interact with our wonderful guest, who's like, he's spilled it out. He just said it the way it is, and it sounds a bit gloomy if you ask me, but there must be a way out of this. So, Kule, we went on that short break, yeah, so to say, and we're back right now. So, elections are coming up. Right now, it looks as if the terrain is a bit different from the traditional. Do you think this factor will still lead us to the norm? Or do you think there could be a way out of this quagmire? I'm trying to hide some words there.
I love when Nigerians say that the terrain is different. I think that's our coping mechanism for the impending. I don't see anything different. And I'll tell you why. It is innate in our nature as Nigerians to only participate with what we think can win. And that's our biggest problem. So Nigerians only want to vote. And I was talking to someone, I discovered this morning. Nigerians only want to vote whom they think can win. Not like the person winning adds any value to them.
Okay.
I think this guy can win, so I would vote him. I think this guy can win, so I would vote him. Yes, this is the first election that we're seeing that someone in not a super party is contending. Is among the top four contenders, because there are two actually, with Rabiu Kwankwaso and Peter Obi, who are not the factory manufactured status quo.
Mm-hmm.
But now, looking at it, I don't think anything is really different. Our choices, yes, there are talks, there are this, there are that. But I really would be waiting for the elections to see whether there will be any strategic choice.
So that's where I have an issue. Why do we have to wait? Why can't we prepare for the elections as opposed to waiting to see the outcome? I mean, the reason for these kinds of conversations is to shape narratives, right?
Marianne, let's be honest with it. How well the Labour Party or NNPP do in Osun State? I know Nigerians are fully concerned and only concerned about presidential election, which in, to me is the biggest problem we have in democracy in Nigeria. But so I expect something different with the presidential. But how much different can it really be? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. Yes, we're trying to push a narrative, trying to change people's perspectives. But how do you change a people's perspective who are already stuck on being part of a winning narrative, so-called winning narrative? The reasons APC and PDP have received quite a lot of votes is because people voted for them because they think they can win. Not like because you put your hand on a ballot, the president personally comes to shake you or you're going to benefit from that government. But just because it should be said that I voted for who won. I think we need to get out of our high egos or high horses.
Interesting. I think that this is a challenge to every voter, every person who's listening today, because Kunle seems to say that, you know, we do the same thing, you know, and you know what they say about doing the same thing and hoping for a different outcome.
Yeah.
And I don't think that those who are listening to us want that kind of outcome. So we're opening up the phone lines now because we have very little time. 0700, I beg your pardon, 993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, you can call 01-465-7190. That's 01-465-7190. You can tweet at Nigeria Info. We're live on YouTube, youtube.com/Nigeria Info FM. We want to hear from you. So you could go on the live stream and post your comments at the bottom. But in the meantime, the phone lines are open. Let's hear from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah. What's up? What's up?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yep.
I agree with your guess 100%. Nigeria don't want to vote for who will change their life. It's those who want to oppress them, they want to continue to vote for. Because me too, I talk to some people. They'll say, who is that one? Hey, that one will not win. If this one will win. I say, continue like that, and your suffer will continue. Thank you.
All right. Nice. Thanks a lot for calling. She seems to be very, very... oh, dear. Sorry, we lost that call. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Okay.
Sorry about that. Do call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Are you there?
Oh dear, everybody's calling at the same time. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Lagos? What's your name, sir?
This is Mr. Sunday Ovat.
All right, go ahead.
Calling from Ijegun.
All right.
So I so much appreciate this program, but one thing in this country, we don't know what they worry our citizens. But mostly we have suffered. We have been suffering. We keep suffering. We still want to vote the same people that have been suffering us. I don't understand. So my choice, I think we should change a party. Changing a party will help us, will make us, will make them that failed us know that, yes, we are really angry.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Always turn off your radio when you start making these calls. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good morning. What's your name, sir?
My name is Kingsley, calling from Jakonde.
All right, go ahead, Kingsley.
Go ahead.
Sir, when I hear this kind of words, they always shake my mind. I think we common man in the street, listening to radio, they hear this kind of words. What is that when they talk? It no clear. The word no clear. Me let and clear. Now we they work with empty belly before we collect salary for the country. So annoying.
Okay.
It's as well.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks a lot. What's up, Lagos?
Please turn off your radio.
What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon. Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
What's your name? What's your name, man?
My name is Daniel.
Okay, sir.
My name is Daniel.
It's a sir. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Daniel. Yeah.
So I've heard what your guests in the show have said concerning Nigerians' attitude. But I think he's supposed to build on what is going on to help Nigerians. Because the youths are really woke up this time around, they really showed nationwide readiness to go for change. They really showed that they understand what they need and they've identified who can give them what they need. So I think the work of experts, analysts, media people is to build on that foundation. Because anytime I listen to the people from the big parties, like you said, the more they talk, the more they show that they are irrelevant.
Okay.
The more they talk, the more they expose their incapability to deliver.
Okay.
If you look at their speeches, if you look at their body languages, they have the money. They organize big events, they splash the money. When you look at the character of these personalities, they are not, they can't handle that office. So I think the media are supposed to be exposing these weaknesses.
Okay. Because we do not have time, I'm so sorry. I'm going to quickly, you know, move on to Kunle to respond to that. Kunle, quickly, he's saying that we have our job cut out for us. We need to do some exposés, some more exposés. But then we're talking about our character as a people to embrace the change that we desire.
Okay, so it's easy for, you know, people to make such statements because their statements are not backed by data. So everybody can, you know, we would always say opinions are like sheep. They run around a lot. But when you understand what actually is available on ground, the things I've said on this show are not to discredit anyone's effort, and that's across any other party. I'm nonpartisan. Doesn't allow this to. It's not to discredit anybody or their hopes. If anybody was actually focused on democracy, you wouldn't even be shouting about the president. You would be very. The strongest arm of government of governance is the legislative. You'll be concerned about your House of Rep and who's going in for Senate. That's the strongest arm. Yeah, unitarily, they are not strong, but collectively, the National Assembly or your state, Lagos State House of Assembly. And I'll give an example. As much as Lagos prides itself as being electorally aware, Etiosa earns about $483 million per month in FARC allocations alone. I can tell you that the average person living in Etiosa does not know the LG chairman, and they also do not understand that the LG chairman does not have immunity, so he can be sued or can sue. And they've not held him accountable for his offenses. What gives you the right to start to discuss Mr. President or whoever is running for president? These are things we need to understand about democracy.
I think that this is a conversation that we have to keep having because, you know, it doesn't end here. There's more to uncover. I mean, what you've just unearthed is a whole dimension of a conversation, a whole different conversation. And knowing
I forgot to add, and also in the Etiosa elections, only 7.5% of entire Lagos State voting population.
Oh yes, that's that. Let's not even start. But Kunle, because you're running out of time, and we're also running out of time. We'll keep taking some calls and messages, but we're gonna have to let you go now because you have to run off to do other things.
Okay, Kunle, we know you have to go, but you have to really have to come back some other time because you've made people. There's this feeling
you
out there now, like
people.
Okay, so this is leading to the same thing again. Like Kunle said, so but some hope. So is there some hope? Yes or no?
Is there a glimmer of
hope? I would like to say that there is always hope. Nigerians, if we all wake up and decide to do the right thing, we can change this country on just election day. Now the question is, are we willing to do what it takes to deliver or to save a country? I would say Nigerians are more in love with their wallets than they are with the future of the next generation. And therein lies the problem. Thank you, and it was a pleasure.
He gave the hope and he took it back.
Well, Kunle Lawal is the executive director of the Electoral College Nigeria. Thank you so much for being here, Kunle. We'll drag you back here because Lagosians are not satisfied. We want to have more of these conversations, and that's why this particular segment exists. Thank you so much
for
being here.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're still taking your thoughts, your comments. Don't worry. We still have 5 minutes on the clock. Kunle has to go. But 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can send us a WhatsApp message. You can tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Morning. What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
This Monday calling from the Koto.
All right,
Monday. Go ahead.
I think these two contending parties, the additional like Labour and NNPP, they have to do more by educating their candidates, especially the voters, about their logo. Our people, our parents in the village, they didn't know anything about Labour's logo or NNPP logo. Imagine they see where there is room. Or where there is an umbrella, they know that this is the party they want. So I think those people have to do more by educating their people. This is our logo. Wherever they are going, especially people in the rural area, so that they can learn more.
All right.
Many of them cannot read what is labor in their ballot whenever they want to.
Okay. Thank you. I think that we're also more fixated on political parties as opposed to
individuals
and people's ability to deliver on their mandate or their promises. And that's what Kunle has been emphasizing. We're most interested in the presidential. We're forgotten about other people. Look at, I always make reference to the local government elections in Lagos. It was an eyesore.
And like what he said, I mean, like people don't even come out.
That's what
they
he's saying.
They don't even go. So you get
and that's the government that's closest to you, but we don't even realize. Somebody was talking about primary health care yesterday on the show, and I had to educate them that primary health care is not the job of the federal government's issue. It's the local government. But you see, because we're not educated in that regard, and I'm not talking about school education. I'm talking about if we knew the duties of the local government and state.
You're even going far. Do you even know the name of your local government chairman?
Or your councillor in your ward.
Let even say chairman. He's huge. Do you even know where your local government, where you live? What local government do you live in? Those things, we don't have an idea. He says something now that when it comes to talking about who is in charge, who is ruling, if your wife has a miscarriage, you blame the president.
Yeah.
Buhari, I'm Buhari, Buhari.
Yeah.
You know? So who is in charge of your local government area? What local government area do you come from? Which one do you live in?
Yes.
You know,
and where do you vote? Because you see where you cast your vote.
Do you know where your polling booth is? Some people are talking about, I'm going to get my card. Exactly. Where is your booth? Where are you going to be voting?
This is why we have this segment, and it comes every Wednesday. We have different conversations around civic and voter education, and this is so that we all can one way or the other understand our rights and responsibilities, where one starts and where the other ends. But that's the most we can take on this side of the show. Unfortunately, we cannot continue this conversation. But don't worry, next week Wednesday, we have more time next week Wednesday to have this conversation. I think we'll just take one more call, one last call before we go on the break.
Yes, one lucky call.
60 seconds. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's your name?
It's Thompson calling from Wolf. First time caller.
Yeah.
Oh, first time caller. Go ahead quickly.
I want to contribute concerning what is happening concerning the election next year. You know, we ordinary people, we ordinary Nigerian citizens. It's like most of us doesn't listen to you people handling radio traditions. We don't listen to you people. Ordinary man in the street doesn't listen to you. So I want you people to organize how you people will move to the streets.
So you mean like a town hall?
Yeah.
Like a town crier.
Ordinary street people are not listening to you, knowing what is going on.
Okay.
So what they are just focusing is how they will collect money, how they will eat rice from the politician, how they will do all
We have to go. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, we don't have time.
Good point.
Town halls are very important for those who are not radio savvy or TV savvy. I totally understand. But then the onus is on political parties to do most of these education, but they don't do it.
Because they're gaining from the ignorance, actually.
And I always ask, in whose benefit is it if people are ignorant? Well, we got to go. Lagos, thank you so much for being here. My name is Mary Ann Okon. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O, or Mary Ann Dukokon, everywhere you search.
Stretch is my name. Stretch Original on Instagram. Stretch Cool on Twitter. I'll be back tomorrow. She'll be here tomorrow. Take care of yourself and do the right thing.